begin. We are, I think, at the bottom of 90B, towards the bottom of 90B. We did not get to the Mishnah. We are at Vahazava Shochten. I believe that's where we're up to. We sort of zoomed through it in more ways than one on Friday, on yesterday morning. So we are at Hazava Shochten. This is based on the Mishnah on the previous Amud, which said that for the sake of a Zava, so you can bring the Karban Pesach. Where was it? The last four words of the Mishnah, Va'azava Shochten Alei B'Shmini. And if you have a Zava who has to go through 7 days and bring a Karban, so then you can check the animal, the Karban Pesach, for her on her eighth day. After she's going to be done on that day, she can have the Karban Pesach that night. So the Gemara is going to say, wait a second, Tani Tama Tana Kame Derev Adabar Ahava Va'azava Shochten Alei B'Shvi Shela. The actual Brisa here, or at least Rav Adabar Ahava, heard this same statement, but the statement doesn't say Shmini, it said Shvi. So the Gemara says, how does that make any sense? Amar Lei, Rav Adabar Ahava says back, Zava b'Shvi shala michaze. She's not allowed to have anything. Afiluman da Amar Shochtim Zarkin al Tamei Sheretz. Even according to the opinion that says you can do so for Tamei Sheretz. Because that night they're going to be okay. But for the Zava, the Zava is not going to be done until she brings her Karban the next day. And therefore, it can't possibly be that you do the Karban Pesach for her on the 7th. So Ema Bashmini, rather must be the Shmini. So the Gemara says, well, if it says Shmini, if it's on the 8th day after she brings the Karban, so then Pshita, what would you ever think? Ma detema kevan de mechasri kapara lo. Kamash Malan Uchtrev Kidrev Shmaya, that maybe you would think because she's missing out on the carbon, maybe she could, depending on when you bring the carbon Pesach and when you bring the carbon for her kapara, so then it could be that carbon Pesach is before the kapara, and maybe you would think that she's not going to be bringing the carbon afterwards, so you shouldn't be, she might not bring the carbon afterwards, and therefore you should not include her in the Karban Pesach. Kamash Malan, you can, based on the concept of Shemaya that we said yesterday, 2 days ago, that there's a chazaka, that they're definitely, the Kohanim are definitely going to take care of the carbon that they have to bring for her. So we're not concerned. So Ravina Amar Nida Tana Kame. Ravina said that for him, the Braisa, that he heard doesn't say zava, it said nida. So meaning v'hanida shochten alei b'shvi, that you could include a nida in the Karban Pesach on her 7th day. So the Gemara says Amar lei nida b'shvi michazya afilu mandam shochten zochen atam sheretz zechazi l'orsa.
That Erev Pesach happens to be the 7th day of her Menses?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So if it's any other day, if it was 4 days before, or 6 days, she can't eat the
Karban. Obviously can't. Obviously she cannot. The only question is, she's Tamei. The only question is when she's going to be potentially Tahora that night after the 7th and she goes to the mikvah, so then maybe we can say, we'll do the Karban Pesach for her while she's still Anida. Because by the time it comes to eat it at the Seder, so she'll be Tahora already.
So what happens if she's not eligible because she's in the middle of her menses, and then when Pesach Sheni comes by, she's also not eligible? What do we do for Pesach Sheni for her?
So then it would be Ones Rachmana Patri. But we're going to talk about women in Pesach Sheni tomorrow. It actually might be tonight. We're going to mention it tonight. We're going to really talk about it more tomorrow. But the Gemara says, so when it comes to the one who says you can still shecht the Karban Pesach for Tamei Sheretz, dechazi l'orta, because by that night, he's going to be okay. So however, nida l'orsa d'shvi hu d'tavla, ad shmini d'av d'harev shemesh l'chazia. So when it comes to the woman who has to go through the seven days, so she's going to go into a mikvah that night, but she's not going to be good until the 8th day. This is in terms of karbanos. Nowadays, you know, we don't have karbanos, so we don't have the same kind of stringency. But generally, you know, when it comes to a woman in her nida cycle for the sake of a karban, so she has to wait until the end of the 8th day. Welcome, Jeff. Good to have you. So Gemara says, so Ela Ema Bashmini. Rather, for the Nida, it also means that you're not going to bring the Karban Pesach for her unless it's already her eighth day, in which case she's only going to be relevant to eat the Karban Pesach after the eighth day is over. And so Gemara says, wait a second, Pshita. Well, that's obvious. That's the same as Tamei Sheretz. Hashto Mazava de Mechasri Kapar, Shochtem Azarkan Ela Bashmini. If for a Zava, it's a more stringent form of a woman who's Tamea. So for her, it's already going to be allowed, even though she hasn't brought a carbon yet. Nida, who didn't do anything wrong, she just has a natural menstrual cycle, so she doesn't need kapara. So all the more so, it's obvious that it's gonna be okay to shech the Karban Pesach for her that night. She's gonna be okay. Right now we're at the bottom of 90b. For those who are coming on now. So Tzricha Lameimar, so Gemara says, Tzricha Lameimar Deshachnim Zarkin and Allah. So Tzricha Lameimar, do we have to say it? I mean, that's the question. So Gemara says, Nida Yitzrichle Hakamash Malan Bashmini in Bashvi Lo. It's coming to tell us that you have to wait until the end of the eighth day, that you cannot do it on the seventh day. Kiditan Kochav Tzvil Tzvilasim Bayom, Nida Vilas Tzvilasim Balayla. That every other tuma you do the tzvila during the daytime, except for Anida and Yolades, because theirs are during the nighttime after you've finished a full 7 days. Detanya, why? The Braisa says, maybe you would think that she could go into the mikvah before the day is over, the 7 days over. Tam Lomar, Shivas Yamim Tiyam Nidasa. The Pasuk says explicitly, for 7 full days she should be considered Anida. Teheb Nidasa Kol Shiva, right? Similar to Sviras HaOmer. Right, it has to be tamima. Right, it has to be full seven weeks, full 7 days. Violadis iskish lenida, and one who is giving birth or one who gave birth is similar to anida, even though they're not technically the same thing. They're treated the same because the pasuk tells us at the beginning of Tazria, kime nidas devosa titma, just like her nida status, she should become tame. So too, she also only goes to do tzvila after the seventh day is already over. I don't know if I've said that, yes, but there are exceptions to this rule depending on where you live and things like that. You know, I remember in Kansas, there are some times where maybe there are leniencies for going earlier than Shabbos because, you know, if the mikvah is so far away, so then you're either going to have to wait a whole nother day, right, not be with your husband for a whole nother day, which causes a whole nother complication depending on the age and the relationship, etc. But at the same time, she can't walk on Friday night, it's too far away. So we would let them drive right before Shabbos starts, and sort of like the guy would already be at shul, and she'll be able to go to the mikvah before he's even going to see her until that night. Okay, so there are exceptions to this rule, but generally we paskin that she can only go to the mikvah after she finishes her 7 days. This is unlike Tamei Sheretz, who by the time the sun goes down, after he went to the tzvila, he went to the mikvah that day, he's going to be completely okay. As opposed to the Nida, she has to wait the whole eighth day until she can eat from Karbanos again. Okay, bottom of the very last word of Tzadi Amabez 90b, onto this day's daf. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'onein, someone who is an onen, unfortunately, if someone's family member passes away, that makes them an onen. An onen is basically somebody who's involved in the burial process, even tangentially. Lo aleinu, but it's just a reality of life. Sometimes you come into that status. So an onen and a v'hamifakeach es hagal. This is an interesting case. You basically have a pile of stones, and you know somebody's buried underneath them. So we'll talk about exactly what the situation is. Presumably the question is that you become tamei. And similarly, someone who is in prison, and they were told that they're going to get released by the time that Pesach starts, but you don't know for sure. And the person who's taking the stones off of this... this mound to see, you don't know if the person underneath is dead. And someone who's sick and someone who's older, who are able to technically eat a kazayis, but you don't necessarily know whether or not they're going to get sick again or whether or not they're not going to be able to eat the kazayis. So shoch den olein, right, all of these suffix cases about whether these people will be possibly, you know, partaking or available, depending on the situation. All of these cases, because of the possibility that they might be relevant, so you can still shech the Karban Pesach for them. Akulam, However, al kulam ein shochlin lehem b'fnei atzman. If these are the only people, you have a whole group of people who are all older, or a whole group of people who are all imprisoned, right? They're all, going to be released that night. So that you shouldn't do. That you shouldn't shech the Karban Pesach just for all of these people, because it could possibly be that you're going to be shechting Karban Pesach for nobody. That's also possibly Shema Yaviu as a Pesach Lidei Psul, because nobody's going to eat from it. And therefore it's going to become leftovers.
Why don't we say the same thing by Anita, who's going to be mutter to eat after sunset, and she's toivo that night?
That's a separate halacha for karbanos. Meaning for us, we assume she's completely tahora, and she is. But in terms of karbanos, whenever you go into the mikvah, that whatever day, whatever Hebrew calendar day that you're on, so you have to wait until that day ends. The day of your going to the mikvah, you have to wait for that day to end until you can partake in karbanos. That's just the rule. So she went the night of, so she has to wait until the next day.
But she wasn't really eligible till the night of the...
Right, exactly. So now, lefikach, says the Mishnah, im ira behen psul, Peturim milasos Pesach Shein. At the same time, if something happens and they're not able to eat from the Karban Pesach later, the carbon was already shechted on their behalf when they were okay. And therefore, we've seen this before. So Peturim milasos Pesach Sheni, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni. However, the only difference in that situation is Chutz Menam Befakech Bagal, except for that one person who's taking those stones to see if the person underneath is passed. Shehu Tamim Mitzchilasa, because if he uncovers the stones and realizes the person is dead, so then he was already Tamim even at the time of the Shechita. Presumably that's what it's saying here. And therefore he became Tamim when he was over the dead body. So the Gemara is going to say now, Amar Rav Rav Huna Amar Rav Yochanan L'shanu Ela Beis HaAsurim De'akum. This is fascinating. That this is only the case, this question about being released from prison, is only the case for a non-Jew. If they're imprisoned in a non-Jewish jail, so then there's a concern that maybe they're not going to do it. Maybe it's a suffix. Aval beves ha'asurin di Yisrael. If they're in a Jewish prison, shocht mifnei atzman. Even if you're entirely made up of Jewish prisoners in a Jewish prison, then the whole karban is only for them. So kevin dav techinu ma'afiklei. The Jewish people are going to be sensitive to the obligation of bringing the karban Pesach, and we can assume that they're going to be taken out. They're going to be released. Techsiv sheiris Yisrael asu avlav loydaber chazav. Pasuk in Tzavani basically says that you're not going to do anything bad to the Jewish people. Sounds like a good pasuk to go on a picketing sign. But the point is, the only concern is for a non-Jew who's not going to really keep true to his word. It's an interesting question I saw in the postgame about this. Let's say that you're in a non-Jewish prison. This was actually a real question posed to the Radvaz. They asked the Radvaz, I'm in prison. And the non-Jews say they're going to be nice to me. I can go out for one davening the whole year. So I say, what davening should I go out for? What would be your answer? What davening should the person leave prison for?
Yom Kippur.
Okay, Henry votes Yom Kippur. Anybody else?
So to say the question one more time.
The Radvaz was asked by someone in prison, non-Jewish prison. They said they're going to let me out for one davening. I get one davening to leave prison. What should I do? That's what they asked the Ravaz. What do you choose?
Which davening?
Which davening should you choose?
Sacrifice morning.
What does that mean? Oh, Michael says right away. That's what the Ravaz says. The Ravaz says you chop the opportunity because you don't know if they're actually going to keep to it. The second they say that, you say, okay, I'm going right now. Sacrifice is right now. Minchas is right now.
And then you don't come back.
Yeah, right. Like the old Jews out of Egypt trick.
Right.
Just give us some time. Yeah. Anyways, so that's based on this Gemara, that the non-Jews are holding it, but you can't necessarily trust them that they're going to actually release you when they say they're going to release you. So that's
the story that I'll tell you after the death.
Okay.
It's a 90-second story, but it's 90 seconds too long.
So okay. Amar of Chista. Ha de Amar, beis asur, de akam lo amar, and ela chutz l'chomas beis pagi. That's only if it's outside of Yerushalayim. Beis Pagi is sort of the extremity we've talked about before. Aval lifnim mechomos beis pagi, but if you're inside Yerushalayim, shochnu lo bifnei atzmo, my time after da'am tulei v'achilei. This is an interesting one. You've heard of the conditions in prisons. Some are nicer than others. The prisons inside Yerushalayim, had an open door policy when it came to the Karban Pesach. If you're inside Yerushalayim, they're going to bring the Karban Pesach to you, door to door service, because you can eat the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. What?
This is a Goyish prison.
Yeah, presumably at least a Goyish prison, because the Jewish one, they'd let them out. At least that's what it sounds like. A non-Jewish prison inside Yerushalayim. Nowadays we can imagine that. Hard to imagine back then, but so it sounds. Interesting stuff. You hear about some of these fancy prisons, you know, in upstate New York, where they have Daf Yomi Shirim and they have all these fancy kosher meals and stuff like that. So they brought them the Karban Pesach too.
Where do we have a concept of a Jewish prison?
Oh, so that's a great question. So there's a couple situations based on last week's Parsha, actually. Let's say somebody, and I have a question based on this, but I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you said it, the question is, if somebody hurts another, right, you sort of like, you hit somebody, and the person goes to the hospital, right? So as we saw last week's Parsha, there are different halachas based on what the damage is. If the person ends up dying a couple days later from your hit, so then you actually have to pay a lot more, right? It's a much.
Can you go to Ari Mikla
for that? Well, it depends on why you kill or how you hit them. If it's a real hit and you did it purposefully, so then you're chayiv misa. So the question is, well, how do you keep the guy from running away? You know, going out of town, going to another country, whatever. Right? So how do you keep? So there's a Jewish prison that kept him there until the guy got out of the hospital. Apparently, what's another situation? Let me just read this. Asurin to Yisrael. Oh, a guna situation. You can imprison a husband if he's not giving a get to his wife. That's what it says here, at least, according to Rashi and Ksubis. Yeah, those are the two situations it brings down here. Rashi say it here?
I don't think the FBI is agreeing to that yet.
Well, prison is maybe a little less violent. Yeah, Rashi talks about it here. It is interesting. The Jewish people do not have a structured prison, you know, infrastructure, right? We only have prison for the utilitarian purposes, for these things to get to a certain, you know, goal, to get a certain activity. But the most a person could ever spend in one of these things is, at least until he pays off his ksuba, or until we figure out the guy gets out of the hospital. So it's interesting. There's no prison as in terms of punishment in Judaism, but there is such thing as a prison. My question for this was, well, then how do you know the Jewish people are going to let them out either? The guy's not giving his ksuba, right? He's keeping his wife as an aguna. So now he's just going to think to himself, well, I'll just wait until Erev Pesach. They have to let me out for the Karban Pesach. So I don't know exactly, you know, the Havamina versus the Maskani here. Like, you know, that would seem to be sort of get out of jail free card. You know, just wait until Erev Pesach. So I don't know. Kind of a hard thing to understand. Well, who's going to bring him back? Well, you mean he has like a parole officer following him to the Karban Pesach?
Maybe. Federation, if you haven't paid your donation, they'll find you.
That's good. Yeah.
I'm sure this is not the first one.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that's the case. It doesn't say. Either way, let's keep going. Lefigach im ira. If either of them become pasul, so then they don't have to bring Karban Pesach, right? If any of these things happen that we're worried, they're not going to get out of jail, or they're, well, the other cases, or they're old and they could become sick, etc. So they don't have to bring Karban Pesach, because at the time they did the shechita, so they were good. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ela Hagal, Agol. It's only if it's a cone, I think that's what it means, where it comes up to a point. And therefore, in order to actually go and remove the stones, you have to go over the dead body, or whatever the body is. However, about Gal Aroch, Patrim Lasos Pesach Sheni, that the only time that you're absolutely having to do Pesach Sheni is if you're in a conic structure where you have to go to the middle and then take off all the stones. But if it's a long sort of rock bed, you know, and you don't know where the body is in that whole area, so we'll assume that tahor haya b'shas shechita, that at the time we'll assume that he was tahor at that moment, because he hadn't yet passed over the body when the shechita happened. Tana tami hachi. Rabbi Shimon ben Noach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, Omer v'fakach bagal itim patur itim chayiv. Sometimes you'd be pater for Pesach Sheni, sometimes you'd be chayev. Ketzad gal agol v'nisei sumatachtav chayev, gal aruch v'nisei sumatachtav pater ematar hayev b'shal shchita. Maybe at the time when he actually did the shchita, he was not yet over the dead body. Okay, new Mishnah. Ein shochnes haPesach al yachid divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You cannot bring a Karban Pesach for one person. We talked about Joey Chestnut last week. Presumably the only person you might think you could do it for is for Joey Chestnut. But even that, says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do it. Rabbi Yossi matir lishkod al yachid. Rabbi Yossi says you could do it even for the yachid. So the Gemara says, or the Mishnah continues, v'afil chabur shomea. This is interesting, machlokas. Even a chabur of 100 people, she'ein an yecholim le'achol kazayis, ein shochten alayhen. If they're not able to eat a kazayis, what do you think that means when I say that? If 100 people can't eat a kazayis,
the korban isn't big enough.
Oh, so you're assuming that it's referring to each and every person eating a kazayis. Rashi says that this is referring if they can cumulatively eat one kazayis. 100 people. I don't know how that makes any sense. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says it's referring to if they can't together eat one kazayas, so then you don't do the shchita. It's hard to imagine. I believe.
Why wouldn't they be able to eat a kazayas? I mean, it's just not.
I don't know. Maybe they're all sick. Maybe they're on a liquid only diet. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is.
They're vegetarians.
Yeah. What does a vegetarian do for Karban Pesach? That's a good question.
We have teacup, you know, sheep that are, you can't get a kazayas out of them.
A what?
They're the teacup dogs, they fit in a girl's purse, they're teeny.
Are there sheep like that? No.
I don't think so. I can't imagine how.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I couldn't get a kazayas, so.
Okay. Yeah. So either way, Tosfos says is referring to what Henry said, that if nobody in the group can eat one kazayas worth, so then it's no good. You can't do shechita for them because no one's going to be yot to the Karban Pesach. And you cannot make a group of women, slaves, or children. What that means, we'll see soon.
So why can they lay in Megillah? Just kidding.
Good question, but definitely not for now. So Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin she'en shochnes haPesach al yachid. How do you know you can't bring Karban Pesach for one individual? Tamalom lo suchal lizbach haPesach pa'achad. There is a word after this pasuk, after this word, it's just sha'arecha. Literally, it's referring to the fact that you can't use it in one shar. But we'll see another drasha which uses what the shar is there for. But here they're darshaning that be'echad means only with one person. Jivri Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, yachad v'yachal la'ochlo shachtan olav, asar v'ein nochon lachlo, ein shachtan olav. It's all about achila. Are you able to eat it or not? If one person could eat the whole thing, or if one person could eat enough of it to be yotze, that's what I should say, so then that's good enough. It doesn't matter how many people that is. Rabbi Yossi, hi ba'achad, my avidlai. So what does he do with the word ba'achad? What's the point of that pasuk? So mi ba'ilei k'd Rabbi Shimon, titan, Rabbi Shimon, omri, minayin lezoveach espesko be'bamas yachid b'shas itzer abamos. If you have an individual makes it's like a mizbeach, it's like a bama is like a mizbeach. It different structures, I believe.
Bama is usually a private altar.
Yeah, it's like a private. Well, here it's a bama siyachar. Bama could be a public also, but here it's referring to someone who owns it personally. So b'shas isra abama shehu below taasei. Which is a lota. Say tam alom lo suchal lizbach sapasach ba'achad sharecha. If you're not able to, so you would think that it's aser. Tam alom lo suchal lizbach sapasach ba'achad sharecha. We learn from there. That you are aser. That it is aser. Apeshas. So yachol apeshas heter abamos. Maybe it's even a time where you could bring on Obama. When that is, it's not clear.
Well, that was the case before in between.
You're right, before the base of Mikdash, I think also maybe in between the base of Mikdash.
Apparently, there are some poskim that because you were able to do that before, that you might be allowed nowadays.
I think nowadays is a little different because we assume that Kitchla Asid Lavo, the Gemara in Erechin says that nowadays Yerushalayim is still Kadosh, and therefore you can't take liberty to do it outside of Yerushalayim. I think that's true. But before the Beis HaMikdash or before before the conquest of Yehoshua, so it could have been that you would be able to do it.
No, but saying that you could bring a korban in Yerushalayim.
Oh, that you could do. That everyone agrees you could do that. The question is that we can't practically do it, or practically we don't know where is the best place to do it on Har HaBayis. But yeah, nowadays you could bring the korban Pesach even without the Beis HaMikdash. You just have to know where the Mizbeach was. Which I guess is easier said than done. But okay, so therefore, Tam Lomar Bachashar Echa Lo Amru Ela B'Shash Shekol Yisrael Nechnas B'Shar Echa. The only time that they're all in Yerushalayim, that's when there's an Isser. But in a time when they're not in Yerushalayim, they can't go to the Har HaBayis. So that's a case where you could technically bring Karan Pesach on a Bama outside of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda Haimin Alei, how does he know that you're not allowed to bring a Bama Siyachid? You can't bring Karan Pesach on a Bama Siyachid. So Tarchi Shamanale, he learns it both from the same pasuk. Not exactly sure why he's allowed to do that, but the word echad is darshan for both, I guess, an individual person and an individual's person's bama. I guess it's just an individual. I don't know. Ul Rabbi Yosi Ma Dilahachi Kidakama Rabbi Shimon Dilma Kidakama Rabbi Yehuda Kidama Rabbi Yehuda Huda Asa Amar Lach Lo Sakadaf Dahak Siv Ish Lefiach Lo. So how do you know, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, so how do you know that Rabbi Shimon, when he says that the Pasuk is referring to a lotase for putting on a bama, put the Karan Pesach on a bama, maybe it's for what Rabbi Yehuda said.
Single individual.
That it's for an individual, not for the bama, drasha. So the Gemara says, no, ish lefi achlo tachosu. It says based on eating. So if it's based on eating, so then eating is going to determine how many people we can do it for. As long as there's one person eating, so then it should be okay. And therefore, that pasuk is not coming to tell me anything about one person, because one person could still eat. Those would be contradictory if you would think that pasuk says one person can't eat. So Rami le Rav Ukva bar Chinana mi Parishna. L'Rava, Rav Ukva from Parishna says to Rava, "Mi am Rabbi Yehuda she'en shochtin as a Pesach al hayachid." Does he really say you can't do it for an individual? Or minhu, isha berishon shochtin labif ne'atzma, that for the sake of a woman you could do so on Pesach Rishon. Even if there's nobody else.
How is that possible? We just said you can't do it.
Good. The Gemara's going to get to it. But for the second one, she has to be joined up with other people. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm getting a background, like an echo or something here. I'm not sure who it is. I think in the past it's been Michael. So Michael, I'm going to try to mute you and see if it helps. Amar Lei. So he says back, Rava says back, Lo tema bifnei atzma, ela ema bifnei atzman. Really, it doesn't mean when Rabbi Yehuda says that they could have a Karban Pesach by themselves, it doesn't mean one individual woman. That would be a problem. According to the Shita, Rabbi Yehuda can't do it for an individual. Rather, what it means is a whole group of women. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Miav Dinan, do we really do that? Didn't you hear David Unger just asked the question? Chabur Shekulam Nashim V'Hatanan, Ein Osin Chaburas Nashim V'Adam V'Katanim. You can't have a group which is all women, slaves, or children. So my love, what does that mean? Nashim l'chudaya, v'adam l'chudaya, k'tan l'chudaya. Doesn't that mean a whole group of women, a whole group of slaves, a whole group of children? So Gemara says, Amar Lei, lo, it's not true. Nashim v'avadim u'ketan. It's all grouped together. You shouldn't have women and servants together, and you shouldn't have servants and kids together. Nashim va'avadim mishum tiflus, that women and children and servants shouldn't be together because it's promiscuous for women to be with other servants who aren't their husbands. Ketanim va'avadim, and women and children with servants, they shouldn't do together in one group. Mishum pritusa, because apparently that will lead to, sounds like pedophilia.
Bad stuff.
Okay, Gufa. Let's go back for a second. We just said Isha Barishon Shochna Lebifne Atzma, which we just reinterpreted to mean she can do it with a group of women on Pesach Rishon. But on Sheni Uva Sheni Osan Asat Tzvela Alachirim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But when it comes to women with other people, so then it has to be. So when it comes to women on Pesach Sheni is different. Pesach Sheni you have to do with other people. That's going to Rabbi Yossi Omer Isha B'Sheni Shochna L'Bifnei Atzma. V'Ein Tzarech Lomar Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says that a woman could even be part of her own Karban Pesach on the second Pesach, And of course, if she can do it on Pesach Sheni, she can do it on Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Isha Rishon, Osen Osa Tefillah Achirim. Rabbi Shimon's the most machmir about women in Karban Pesach. They can do it with other people on the first Pesach. Uva Sheni Ein Shochna Da Kol Ikar. A woman should not be involved in Pesach Sheni at all. We've actually mentioned this. We've mentioned this machlokas in other contexts. We're going to do it a couple times over. Now, I think it's also tomorrow's daf, but maybe I'm getting confused.
Is that because they don't have a chil?
We're going to see in a second. So, b'maya kamilfiki, what are they arguing about? What are they? Why is it that women aren't included? So, Rabbi Yehuda Savar b'michsas nefashos, that it says that it's included or designated of all the souls. Afilin Hashem, souls is a general term. It doesn't mean men. It doesn't mean women. So, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that women are involved in both the first and the second Pesach. So then the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, v'chi tema yach avil b'sheni nami. So too in the Pesach Sheni, they should be chayav just the same way the Pesach Rishon. So k'siv chato yisa ha'ish hahu. This person should hold his sin of not doing the first Pesach. Meaning it says ha'ish, the ish in, ish alo. So therefore it means only the man and not the woman. So if that's the case, v'chi tema yach avil t'feilin nami b'sheni lo. If the Pasuk says ha'ish hahu for the second Pesach, so then she shouldn't be included at all for the second Pesach. So Gemara says, no, for that, ahani kechoku chazah Pesach, just like the first Pesach, the second Pesach. So at least it's including the women, because that second Pesach is saying it should be the same way as the first. So we can't completely exclude women, but we're just going to say that they can't be the sole owner of one Karban Pesach. Letzvela ba'alma, they can be included.
Are the same requirements for Pesach Sheni in terms of you have to eat it by the morning, and if whatever you don't eat, the noser is burned?
I believe so, but the Gemara is going to talk about it, I think, in the next parak. It's going to talk about it more in terms of which halachas carry over from one to the next. I think it's going to talk about it in the next parak, if I remember. It's been a while, but I think it talks about it. But most of the things are the same. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion the woman could be the exclusive owner of a Karban Pesach on the first one, but in the second one, she has to be included among other people. Rabbi Yossi is the one that said that women could be even the exclusive owner on the second Karban, on the second Pesach too. So my time is the Chesiv Rishon Mechsachs and Nevasas Afilisha. It means also even women. Uchsiv Pesach Sheni V'nechusa Nevshahi Me'ameha. It says Nefesh in the second Pesach also, meaning Nefesh V'afilu Nashim. What about the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda said? It said the word ish. So what's that coming? Lemutei mai, lemutei kata and mikares. That's coming to exclude a child from kares. It says chet'o ha'ish hahu, chet'o yisa ha'ish hahu. The man should carry that burden of his sin of not bringing the first Karban Pesach. Meaning that's coming to exclude the child who, if he doesn't, is not included in Karban Pesach the first time, is not going to get kares for it. So Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Shimon who said that the women are only able to do Karban Pesach with other people, Pesach Sheni, they're not allowed to do it at all? Because he thinks Rabbi Shimon, Ksiv Barishon Ish, it does say the word Ish in the Karban Pesach, the first Karban Pesach, where is that? The Gemara is going to darshan it soon. So Gemara says, Ish in Ishalo, V'chi temihach yafil tefillin amilo. So maybe you're going to tell me that they shouldn't be included at all. It says Ish. So Ahani, so Gemara says, no, Ahani le mechsas nefashos. Tefela, that at least mechsas nefashos comes to include them to a certain extent, letvela, to include them among other people. V'chi tema afilu b'sheni nami. Why don't you say the same drasha for this Karban Pesach? Sheni, so mi rachmana b'sheni. The pasuk goes further to exclude them from Pesach Sheni by the pasuk said, for the siv cheto yisa ha'ish, ish in, ish alo, mimai kamemai lei. What's it coming to exclude them from? If it's coming to say they're not obligated, hashda barishon lo, if she's already not obligated in the first one, but rather she's just included in the first one, so basheni mibaya, do you have to tell me in the second one, she's also not. Elalav mitzvela, even from being included with other people, she must be excluded. And therefore, a woman should not do the Karban Pesach Sheni. They can be included in the Pesach Rishon. So Gemara says, Umay Ish. When you say, Rabbi Shimon, that the Pasuk says Ish by the Pesach Rishon to exclude women, so which Ish are you talking about? Dekam Rabbi Shimon, Inema Vichulehem Ish, Sel Ves Avos. So if you're going to tell me it's an Ish that brings the sheep for the family. So Ahumi Ba'alechad Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Ish Zocha V'in Katan Zocha. That's coming to tell you that the father can do it for his other people, or the grown-up man can be mizakeh the carbon for other people, but not the katan, the child, can't do it for them. Ve'ela ish lefi achlo. Rather, it must be from the pasuk ish lefi achlo, mimi ish lefi achlo, that the man, according to his eating. So Gemara says, wait a second, had Rabbi Yossi savralak Rabbi Shimon ami savralak Rabbi Yossi. The fact that Rabbi Yossi says that you can shecht on for the individual must be that, and Rabbi Yossi said he's passing like Rabbi Shimon, that word be'achad is learning out something else. That it's for the Isser Bamos, right? To not bring Karban Pesach on the Bama, that's what you need the word achad for. So that implies that Rabbi Shimon ami serve like Rabbi Yossi, that it's a two-way street. Rabbi Shimon also must pass like Rabbi Yossi, that you could shech the Karban Pesach for an individual. And therefore, the pasuk ish lefi achlo is Rabbi Yossi's source, and therefore Rabbi Shimon's source, that a person, an individual, could be the sole owner of the Karban Pesach, the sole, slaughteree of the Karban Pesach. That he's the one that's being slaughtered for. That's probably a bad term. But, so Amar Lach Imkain, if that was true, Nichtav Rachamun Lefi Achlo, it should be according to the eating. Anyone who can eat, even an individual. The fact that it says, my ish, why does it say the word ish? Shamas Mina Tarti, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can learn both. That an individual can be shechted for, because it says Lefi Achlo, one drasha could be that it's based on whoever can eat it, or Achlo can be referring to an individual. Achlo is singular, as opposed to Ochlov, I guess. I think that would be the word. But either way, he says that the word achad and the word ish and the word achlo come to teach you these two halachas. One, you can do it on an individual, and you can also only do it for men, and women can be involved based on nefashos, but not for Pesach Sheni. So Gemara says, "Kaman az lahad da amar Rabbi Yazar ish abrishon chalva uvasheni rishus." Who is this? Who is it going according to? We have three shitas now: Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. I get those right. We have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. Even though the order of stringency is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Either way, so Gemara is now going to say, when Rabbi Elazar says that a woman is chayev or chayeves for Pesach Rishon, uba sheni rishus, and she's only voluntarily obligated. She can volunteer to do it on a Pesach Sheni, v'dochas haShabbos, and it's dochas Shabbos to do the Karban Pesach for her. So then, who's that according to? So irishos amai dochas haShabbos. If it was really voluntary, so how can she be dochas Shabbos for a voluntary mitzvah? Ela ema b'sheni rishos the Karban Pesach. She's not chayevasin, rather it's voluntary. V'rishon chova v'dochas haShabbos. Really, flip it around that she's chayev in the first one. And that's the one that's Docha Shabbos. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda. That's going to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're Chayiv in Pesach Rishon if you're a woman, but you're not necessarily Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. You're only going to be included with other people if you want to do it, but you're not Chayivas to do it. That's going to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Enos of Chabur Shekulim Gerim. You shouldn't do a Chabur for Karban Pesach, which is entirely converts. Why? Interesting halacha here. Shema Yidach Tekubo Viviu B'lidei P'sul. This is so interesting, on a number of levels. The converts are particularly scrupulous about doing things properly. And therefore, they're going to look at it so carefully that they're going to find a psul, they're going to find a blemish in the animal. So, obvious question here. First of all, interesting about converts, that they're more stringent than other people. But second of all, interesting because wouldn't we want to find out if there's a blemish? Wouldn't we want to know if there's something wrong with the carbon? Why are we blaming them for being extra scrupulous? Elamaya must be that we're okay with doing the necessary checks, and we will assume the chazaka that the animal is kosher based on the necessary checks that we have. There's another
scrupulous.
Yeah, there's another opposite side of the spectrum, which is that they're not particularly careful because they don't know the halachos as well, because they're converts, and therefore they're going to be more negligent in the Karban Pesach. That's the sort of the opposite approach Tosfos brings up.
Here it says,
yeah,
that they're going to be too strict.
Yeah, that's how the literal understanding of the Gemara, or at least Rashi's understanding, is that they're going to be too strict, and therefore they're going to apostle the Karban. Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi that it's the other side. The problem is that they're going to mess it up. They don't know that, right? So it's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos.
This is a indication that when it says consult your local rabbi or Das Torah, no one knows too much.
Right.
And no matter how firm you think you are, you should always check.
That's true.
The person that you trust.
That's true.
This is a plug for you, Rabbi.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. That you should really ask questions.
Yeah, I thought you were going to make a... Yeah, I thought you were going to make a sociological judgment based on the Jews in France at Rashi's time and based on the Jews in Germany in Tosafos' time. But I see you're not saying that, so that's good.
This over-checking, this would be after the Shechita, right?
No, not necessarily. It could be before the Shechita. Meaning that they're going to be over scrupulous when they check the animal, is it good or not good? But yeah, presumably it could be after it, because otherwise they could have just brought another carbon. But yeah, it could be a Baal Tashchis issue that they're going to postulate it, even though it's really kosher. Yeah, there are different ways you can slice this one.
They put the pun intended. In a vicious circle by being overly scrupulous, so they're overly scrupulous and end up disqualifying it, and
yeah,
it means that they don't end up doing the mitzvah. So
yeah,
now they're they have no excuse, and so they're darned if they do and darned if they don't. So
yeah, you got to find the balance. You have to be normal. And this is actually, by the way, this is one of the things we check for with conversion candidates. You don't want somebody who's going to be overly OCD about religiosity. That's not a recipe for a kosher Jewish life. And you don't want somebody who's going to be, not scrupulous enough. Obviously, they're not going to keep halacha probably. So you have to make sure the conversion candidates have a certain equilibrium, emotional maturity, that they'll be able to sort of know what's too much and what's too little. It's not always an easy thing to figure out. But either way, the Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis learned, that's how they became rabbis. The Pesach Umatzu Mara Berishon Chovah Mekam Be'elech Roshos. That when you bring the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror on the first Pesach is an absolute obligation, and afterwards it's only voluntary. So Gemara says, wait a second, Rishus, Rabbi Mikam Velech Rishus, Rabbi Shimon Omar, Ba'anashim Chovah, Ba'anashim Rishus. When it comes to men, it's an obligation. When it comes to women, so it's a voluntary mitzvah. So a high kai, what are we talking about? When we say that the rest of Pesach is voluntary, we can't be talking about the Karim Pesach. Ilam Pesach, Pesach Kosher V'Mika. There's no such thing as a Karim Pesach for the other times of the other days of Pesach. So Ve'ela Amatzu Mara, it's referring to Matzah and Mara. That's not obligated the rest of the Pesach. So Ema Sefer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ba'anashim Chovim, Nashim Rishus. But then Rabbi Shimon says, men, they're obligated, women, they're not obligated. So Leis Leis, Rabbi Shimon, Ha'dam, Rabbi Elazar, Nashim Chayovas, Bachilis, Matzah, V'artorah. Does Rabbi Shimon not hold, like Rabbi Elazar, that women are obligated in eating matzah for the rest of Pesach? Shnemar, Tol Chol, Ma'chametz, Shivas, Yom, Tol Chol, Matzos, Kosh, Yesh, No, Bevav, Tol Chol, Chametz, Yesh, No, Bekum, Ma'chol, Matzah, V'ani, Nashi. Nashim hol v'yeshno b'tochom ha'chametz yeshem mekum ha'chol matzah. They should be just as obligated as men in eating matzah.
Where are they getting maror? So
yeah, that's an interesting halacha. Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, we have specifically a pasuk that says you should eat matzah for 7 days.
Right.
And so we've discussed before: is this merely a permission? Is this really a requirement? I mean, superficially, it seems to be a requirement, but there's no mention of Maror other than on the first night.
Right.
Where would anybody get
Maror? Yeah, yeah. So
correct, but that's the first night. It doesn't
right.
say
so this is
for 7 days.
Right. This is a good question according to the Gra. The Gra assumes that there is a mitzvah of eating matzah the last 7 days of Pesach, or last 6 days of Pesach. Really 7 days, because only the obligation is on the first night. But one could understand this Gemara, and this comes back to my Pesach Shabbos Agadol Drasha from last year, that one could understand this Gemara to mean that Rishus doesn't mean voluntary mitzvah, but it's do what you want. You can go the rest of Pesach without eating matzah. You can go the rest of Pesach without eating maror. Or you can go the rest of Pesach, keep eating maror, keep eating matzah. There's no reason to eat it, no reason not to eat it. The obvious question to that is wait a second, what about Yantif meals? You have to have lecha mishnah, you have to have matzah. So you would have to have matzah, but it wouldn't be for the mitzvah of matzah. It would be for the obligation of having hamotzi at a meal. So that's the differentiation here. You wouldn't necessarily get a mitzvah for it. The Gra says you do get a mitzvah for it, and he'd have to learn this Gemara differently.
The Gra says you get a mitzvah for eating maror?
No, the Gra says you get a mitzvah for eating matzah. So then he would have to understand this Gemara, like you're saying. He would have to figure out what is the deal with the maror here. Why is maror being looped into matzah according to this opinion?
Why would it be the same? If you hold that you have an obligation to eat matzah, every day.
Yeah.
Should you make a bracha on the matzah?
That's what the Gra says. The Gra says you should make a bracha. Yeah, the Gra says you make a bracha.
Halachilas matzah.
Halachilas matzah, just like you do the Seder night. We do not paskin like that. But it is an interesting halacha. It's interesting not only because of the bracha, but it's interesting in terms of what matzah you would get. Right? I think I've talked about this before. It's definitely that Shabbos Gadol drasha. If you were to say that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, so then maybe you have to be more machmir about getting shmura matzah for the rest of the days. Right? If you're going to be machmir about whatever matzah you're going to be machmir for to be fulfilling your mitzvah of matzah on the first night, you should get that same matzah for the rest of the yantif. But either way, that's not for now. There's probably still shmur matzah, machine matzah could be justified as shmur matzah too. I'm not going to get into the politics and the commercialization of matzah right now, but there's a lot to talk about there. But the Gemara continues, Ela ema pesach matzah umar, barishon chova, mikan va'elach rishus, Rabbi Shimon Omer Pesach ba'anashim chova b'anashim rishus. That the Karban Pesach specifically is obligatory for the men, whereas for the women it's rishus, as we saw before, that Rabbi Shimon says that they are not obligated in the Karban Pesach except the fact that they could be joined in with other people for the sake of Karban Pesach. But there's no obligation and they should not do the Pesach Sheni. Okay, Meretz Hashem, pick up tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Shkai Rabosai. Emerson, have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
Good to watch.
Good to watch.